taken for Landy's calls. Go ahead.
I just needed to talk to him a minute, Mr. President.
How are you getting along?
Fine. The caucus of our people on the executive committee is going on right now. They're going to go out tomorrow and talk to each person on the committee and try to stress the importance of no statement in the platform on this particular issue. No matter how effective they are in doing that, the two keys are still Douglas and Clark. And Clint Anderson is going to get to both of them tonight or in the morning, see what he can do. We've had a number of people working with Clark. And Bill Wirtz says that Clark is softened somewhat now and says that he'd just settle for one sentence expressing respect for the Supreme Court. But even that is not going to be popular.
No, it's not. Okay, Jack ran off when he heard you was talking. See if you can go find him, Bert. Anything on the Negro question?
I haven't heard anything on it, Mr. President. I haven't been in contact with anybody who has either. Cliff and I have talked about this particular problem. He's working with his coordinators to get them prepared for any kind of floor situation that might develop on reapportionment. He seemed to think, the last time I talked to him, that this other problem was smoothing out pretty well.
Well, they're moving it to a bigger room, they tell me, because they can't see them all in one room. And big ballroom. Here's Jack.
Thank you.
Nothing else I need to know about.
No, sir. Did you get, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Did you get the word about Doug Cater's conversation with Tony Lewis?
No.
Well, I called Jack and told him that.
Well, Jack, don't tell me what you tell him. You ought to call me direct. He ain't got time. Go ahead.
Doug ran into Tony Lewis outside the motel coming back from dinner. And Lewis said he was doing a story for tomorrow on why is Lyndon Johnson balking on the reapportionment, because he stands to gain a great deal from it. And no one around town can understand why he is reluctant to take a position on this. Doug told him, first of all, how do you know that the president hasn't taken a position? And secondly, oh, it's not the president's business to take a position on this. There's a fight in Congress going on, and this is a matter for the convention to decide. So Lewis said to him, if you can find out anything otherwise, call me by 9 o'clock, and I'll see if I can moderate my story. This is what he's been working on, apparently, throughout the day.
Tell him that what Doug ought to call him and tell him is that the president's having nothing to do with the convention in any manner, shape, or form. If he is, he'd be up there doing it. He's down here.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, that he has talked to a dozen people, and the president does not disagree with it. He thinks the time to kill a snake's when you got the hole in your hand. And the time to confirm what the Supreme Court's done is in the Senate of the United States, which they're coming back to do. And two men can talk a day for 2 weeks, this thing will be out of the way. But if you put it in the platform, you'll divide the party, you'll divide the nation. You won't unite anybody. You'll fan the flames, and you'll have it with you right on through November. And you'll have it as a major issue between two parties, with neither of them winning. And you get nothing except a lot of rhetoric, and a lot of stump speaking, and a lot of inflammation. And I believe that's all these damn writers want. He wants trouble. He's like Joe Rao. He doesn't want achievement. Now they can kill the living hell out of all apportionment by two liberal senators speaking a day for 10 days. That makes 20 of them. And then they can go on home because these people are not going to stay here. But why in the living hell they want to put in the platform, notify every little state, Carl Albert's district is put together and he's abolished from Congress. Now who wants to do that to Carl Albert when he's the best instrument the liberals have for achievement in this town since Sam Rayburn? Now why would they want to abolish his district? And It's not so bad if the Senate abolishes or the court abolishes it. But it's awful if he is asked, the platform committee which he heads, to abolish himself. That's just cruel, inhuman punishment. Now, it looks like even a goddamn college professor could understand that. Paul Douglas has got less sense than any man I know when judgment's required. He's always off chasing some damn balloon there.
That's right.
So,
all right.
Bill, the pitch is this. The Congress hadn't adjourned. It was due to adjourn. It didn't adjourn. Does Dr. Douglas know that?
I hope he does.
All right. Now, why didn't they adjourn? What are they coming back for? They're coming back to consider the Tuck bill and the Dirksen bill and the Mansfield bill. Now, what they ought to do if the liberals want a real plan of attack and Tony Lewis wants something to do is get 10 of them out here to Georgetown House some night with Arthur Schlesinger and let them all agree. One of them will talk 4 hours and the other talk 4 hours. And that's what they do best, is talk. And Mansfield won't run after 6 o'clock. They'll do that for 2 weeks and the show will be over. The Tuck bill will be dead. The Supreme Court will be riding high and that'll be it, period. That's simple. You don't have to be smart to know that. Hell, I knew that before I left Johnson City.
Right.
I explain that to them and tell Doug to explain it to this Tony Lewis. Tell Tony Lewis to explain it to the Attorney General.
You know, I said Doug also says that Mark Childs called him and told him that agents of McCarthy, that people describing themselves as agents of McCarthy were going around Atlantic City today saying that he had it all wrapped up. He wanted some guidance on that.
Well, just tell him that there's nobody got wrapped up, that I have not talked to McCarthy, have never had a conversation with him, but I wouldn't think that agents of McCarthy would say our man is defeated and we're wrecked and we're ruined and so forth. Our agents of Humphrey. All of them are going to claim victory. Any guy that's running the campaign claims victory. And it's natural for them to claim victory. But there's 4 or 5 people being very, very seriously considered. And one of them is McCarthy. And one of them is Mansfield. And one of them is Upton. And one of them is Muskie. One of them is Pastore. And one of them is Clark Kerr. I just throw his name all over it up there. Just say, well, I will really get surprised.
Gotcha.
Because Humphrey ain't got enough sense. He gets on the firing line, he's going to get shot at, you see, and destroyed. They'll make a real full-grown communist with a bastard baby out of him before Monday, if he just keeps on.
Do you have any objection to telling somebody like one of the networks, like Ed Morgan, about these 5 people?
No,
I think it'd be good. All right, sir.
Might have to take Muskie out of it because he's running in Maine. I don't want to hurt him.
All right, sir.
Pastore's running, so we better let those out. You could say a problem. President. I try to feed them all these charts and all these polls. We're rich in them. And I told Ward to try to get them before we went up there tonight, but they got the 48 chart here on Truman and what Eisenhower did and what our polls show now. And we got a new poll coming out on Gallup. There ought to be copies on all of them, and it ought to be fed to them just regularly. Because they can do more to make these polls show up than anybody right now.
Get that out. See if Ward gets in tonight.
I would take it quietly.
Right.
One of them, and just don't you quote me at all. Oh. This is what we got. Don't say this is White House, but I've got it. This is the damnest thing we've seen, and so on and so forth. And I'd take Morgan.
What would you think about taking one of those last polls on the fact that no vice presidential candidate really helps you? No one really hurts you.
That's good. Well, that's what Roper says, and I'm going to ask, make copies of it. Take it up there, and you can take it around each one of them.
Gotcha.
Anything else?
No, sir. That's all.